start every Friday evening with a meditation. Just gets people in the mood. But it's also, I've been told by psychologists, to meditate first of all is really important if I want to brainwash you. So the meditation comes first, the brainwashing comes between 8 and 9. But it's good brainwashing. So anyway, this is a time just to get some peace in our hearts. So, just see if we can stop. Stop all of the coming and going. As if you have been traveling in an aircraft and now I'm asking you to land. You get lots of aircraft similes today, probably. So you're coming in to land at Nolimara Buddhist Center. You've been going very fast. So just allow yourself to hit the present moment. Just now, especially with your body. Experiencing the sensations in your own body. Whether it's an ache or a pain or tiredness. If there's something you can do about it, then do it. Change the posture, sneeze, scratch, or cough or whatever. Because when you start observing your body, that's the beginning of mindfulness. And adjusting it so it's comfortable is the beginning of compassion. In meditation, we try and combine those two things, the mindfulness and compassion. When they really do go together, that is what drives relaxation, peace, and deep stillness. Mindfulness together with compassion. Especially if there's any sensations, feelings deep inside the body. Like for me, it's obviously the jet lag and tiredness of travelling so far today. So I'm aware of those feelings, but I don't fight them. I acknowledge them, respect them, and give them kindness. And by acknowledging, respecting, giving compassion, they don't become any difficulty anymore. They're not a problem. I can find some peace and some comfort. So Buddha would often say, even though the body is sick, the mind does not need to be sick. So it's the way we react to those sensations which is the most important. or when the body is really relaxed. Then you can leave the body alone. I like using the simile, like parking your car, locking the door, putting on the alarm, so you could comfortably, confidently walk away, knowing your car will be there for you after the session today. So you can walk away from your body now. It's going to be safe. You've cared for it. You put it in a good posture. Now you can work with the mind, because the mental world is what causes the most problems in our life. Now, to relax the mental world, we first come into the present moment, really deep in the present moment. So all that's ever happened to you so far, all the journey of your life, we let that go. We leave it outside this room. So when you come in this room, you come with no history. Whether you're rich or poor, famous or just insignificant, sick or healthy, it doesn't care who you are. You just come in with no history, respected for who you are right now. And as for the future, as I keep on saying, now is the time your future's being made. This is the only time you have to do anything about your future. So you put your focus on this moment to ensure the most successful future for yourself. So all thoughts and plans and expectations, anxieties, they can all vanish, disappear, as you come to this present moment called now, just now. Whatever you experience in this moment, physical feeling, sound, like from my voice, sensation in the body or thought, whatever it is, please don't react with negativity, but embrace with kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment, making peace, being kind with it, and being very gentle.
on the present moment, to move deeper into the silent mind. Like a mind which doesn't make a comment. Just like none of you speak, so the mind doesn't speak to itself. It just knows without giving anything a name. Then once is enough peace, you may focus on the breathing, just to know the breath as it goes in, to know it as it goes out, just peacefully, kindly, being a friend to your breathing. So it's getting quite close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What has the meditation done for you? How has it changed the amount of peace you feel in your mind? The stillness and the joy, a particular type of happiness, the happiness of peace of mind. How much of that is there right now? And why? Where did that come from? This is where you learn from your own experience, the feedback, how to meditate. I'm now ringing the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong when it finishes, and the 3rd time, come out from your meditation.